Well, this is an interesting podcast because I want to introduce you to somebody. His name is Mr. Luna, and if the name sounds familiar, it's not a made-up name. This is actually the gentleman who started the Mr. Luna's Bright Idea, and I want to introduce him to you. It's actually Kenny Luna. Kenny, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm fine, thanks. I met you because you were nice enough to post an entry to the blog, and I picked up the phone and called, and it was 24 hours later, and we were doing a segment on television here in Denver at KUSA. So for those people who are unfamiliar, would you start us from the very beginning and give us the original posting from the blog, because you said, I'd like to have you take a look at my bright idea. So bring us in from there.
Absolutely. Steve, basically what I've come up with is a plan to help fight global warming. What we want to do is this. We want to give every child in American schools, grades pre-K to 12, one compact fluorescent light bulb. And we've been trying to get Oprah to help us to do this.
And do the compact fluorescent light bulb for those of us who think that we know what it is, but visualize it, because we'll put something on the blog here to show kind of the picture of it. But tell us about the compact fluorescent light bulb.
Okay, a compact fluorescent light bulb essentially uses way less energy than a regular light bulb. It does that because they use a different way of lighting the bulb. And so it gives off the same amount of light with using far less energy.
And it looks like a fluorescent tube that's kind of curled, right?
Absolutely.
And this is if it's a 60 watt light bulb, if you really look at the rating on the side, it says uses 17 watts or 15 watts, one of those.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So now we're on board with the kind of light bulb we're trying to trade out. But you're taking it to a much bigger level. I mean, it started with, I'm sure, your kids in class or maybe something like that. But then it has grown. And so tell us how it's kind of grown from there.
Wow. Once I put the blog up and I had my students get involved, this thing has just taken off. I mean, we've had people literally from around the world come to my website and take part in this program. We're looking to get Oprah to help us to give every child one of these compact fluorescent light bulbs. And what we found is not only does it use way less energy, but because it uses so much less energy, it cuts out the use of fossil fuels that end up producing that electricity. And when we can cut down on those carbon dioxide emissions, what ends up happening is that we can help stop global warming. Along the way, these bulbs save a ton of money. In fact, I figured out that if we give every child one, and there are about 50 million students in American schools, I believe, we're going to save about somewhere roughly around $2.3 billion in electric costs. That's just
amazing.
An unbelievable number. There's no other way to say it. I mean, this is just a tremendous thing that we'll be able to do for the American people.
Tell me, with you really focused on this, isn't it mandated that some public buildings and some of these public entities are switching over some of their light bulbs? Because the more and more I look up, I see these curly light bulbs in regular buildings that normally just had a regular incandescent light bulb.
You know, in many cases, they are now starting to switch over, and that is such a positive thing. It's going to save us money. It's going to help us with global warming. It's going to put less pollutants in the air because we don't have to burn so many fossil fuels to produce the electricity. It's just a thing that everyone can do to help make a difference in the fight against global warming.
Well, there are a lot of teachers that listen to our podcast or are nice enough to subscribe and to listen. And so I think that part of your motivation for wanting to do this is an interesting story for me, because you didn't just wake up one day and read this in a book take this from an... tell me what you explained to me, if you don't mind sharing the story about going to the concert forth. How did you get inspired to do it?
Well, you know, I've been very concerned about global warming for a while now. I read a book called Collapse last year, which is fascinating, by a guy named Jared Diamond. And I've just been thinking about global warming. I've been reading so much on the internet about it, reading so much, and I've been teaching my kids about it. I've been wishing that someone, would come up with something that could help us to make a difference. I was waiting and I was waiting and I was hoping that someone else would be able to come up with an idea, and I couldn't really come up with anything. I've got to be honest. Then I ended up going to a Dave Matthews Band concert. My wife actually took me for my 30th birthday.
Well, good taste in music. Good.
Yeah, exactly. it ends up that they have a new song out called Stand Up. It's off their album's called Stand Up as well. And it talks about basically standing up and making a difference. And this song, which is just, they did such a great job that night playing it, and this song just went over and over in my head. I got home, actually, I took out the album because I had bought it, but now I had a chance to pop it in and listen to it. And I found another song, and this song talks about how, you know, to change the world, you just got to take one step. You know, the first step is always the hardest, but if you take that one small step, you really can make a difference. And those two songs just started just going through my head literally all night. And that was from Saturday night into Sunday. And it just kept up from Sunday into the next morning. And just the two songs, Stand Up and, you know, Take a Small Step. Stand Up, you know, Take a Small Step. And then I was just in class, I was thinking, and I always just light bulbs, you know, let's use light bulbs, and how about I give them to every one of my students, and I figured out, you know, how much you would save, and how much it would work out, and whatever else, as far as carbon emissions and stuff goes, and then I ended up getting, and I said, well, maybe we can get enough for the whole grade, you know, maybe we can do that. And then, you know, my brain just kept going, and I said, well, maybe the whole district, you know, why not the whole district, you know, how many light bulbs would we need? And then I said, you know, why don't we just give everyone one? You know, this is just a fascinating and incredible opportunity to help stand up and make a difference. You know, take that small step that makes such a big difference. And, you know, it just went over and over in my head. And it is funny, Steve. You know, at first, I was thinking completely about carbon. I didn't think about the money. I was thinking about how do we cut carbon so we can stop global warming, because it's something we definitely need to face and to deal with. And then about 3 days later, I was doing some math and how much each bulb saves, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, I was like, boom, boom, $2.3 billion? Like, that's unbelievable.
Now, that's $2.3 billion in one year if every child in
actually,
America
actually, it's not a year. It's going to be actually it's going to be over the course of the life of those bulbs.
Okay.
And those bulbs are, yeah, I'm sorry. I misspoke. What ends up happening is that those bulbs are terrific, because not only do they save all this money, but they're going to save you money, and you don't have to buy new bulbs either. They last much longer than the regular bulbs. They can last like 10 times longer than a normal bulb. So they're just in every way, this is such a better light bulb.
Well, tell me what your students. You're an eighth grade physical science teacher, correct?
Life science, actually.
Life science, and the school that you're at is in.
In North Babylon. We're in North Babylon, New York, actually.
Great. So one day you came in. Your students have got to see you in this idea come on. What did they tell you that they saw in you kind of as a teacher? And what do you think rubbed off with them with this experience? Because they'll never forget this. I'm sure the day that their teacher came in and went nuts about this idea and trying to get them fired.
That's basically what happened. That's basically, you know, as I was thinking of it and it was kind of growing in my head, I started writing the word. I just wrote the word big on the board, and the kids looked at it because they were taking the test or a quiz or doing something, and they looked at it and said, you know, what on earth, you know, I said, I'm thinking of something.